南地有两个福。
In the land of Canaan, there were two blessings.
两个 lake.
Oh, two lakes.
圣经里头通常把它们称为海。
And in the Bible, they're usually referred to as seas.
一个就是加利利海，一个就是死海。
One is the Sea of Galilee, the other is the Dead Sea.
加利利海是在北边，死海在南边。
The Sea of Galilee is in the north, and the sea,Dead Sea was in the south.
加利利海鱼量非常的丰富。
鱼量。
有很多的鱼。
Oh, and the Sea of Galilee, there are a lot of fish.
所以主耶稣的门徒大部分他们都住在加利利海附近，他们都是渔夫。
And so the disciples of Jesus all lived near the Sea of Galilee, for they were fishermen.
那南边这个死海呢？就完全没有鱼没有办法生存。
And in the Sea of, in the Dead Sea, the fish were not able to live.
因为加利利海啊，这个水进来，然后又出去。
Because in the Sea of Galilee, the water went in and it was able to flow out.
所以那个湖是这个海呢是活的。
And so the water was living.
那这个死海啊，它的名字叫做死，就是水里头没有生物。
And the Dead Sea is named the Dead Sea because there were no living animals in there.
因为水只有进来没有出去。
Because the water only flowed in and did not flow out.
然后死海又低于海平面。
And The Dead Sea was
under the 那个海它很低哈。
It was below sea level.
对。那所以它水分很快的就会蒸发。
And so the amount of water would grow rapidly.
那所以呢，这个死海的盐分很高。
Sorry, it would evaporate rapidly, and so there was a lot of salt in the sea.
所以一直到今天还是这样子。
And so to this day, it's still the same.
所以你不会游泳没有关系，你跳到这个死海里头，你不会沉下去。
So whether or not you can swim, if you jump into the Dead Sea, you will float.
那这给我们一些的感想。
And this gave me a couple of thoughts.
这个侍奉啊，就是一种付出。
Servitude or ministry is a giving.
那付出呢，反而会让我们有生命，而且让我们会成长。
And when we give, we will have life, and we will be able to grow.
我们人不能够像死海。
We cannot be like the Dead Sea.
不愿意付出，好像自己会拥有比较多。
If you are not willing to give, it may seem as you have more.
但是事实上是死的，不会成长。
But in actuality, you are dead, and you will not grow.
所以侍奉跟我们灵性的成长是有绝对的关系。
So ministry or servitude has direct correlation with our spiritual growth.
侍奉能够帮助我们来成长。
Servitude can help us grow.
一个有在侍奉的人，他的人格会成长。
One who is serving will grow in character.
一个有在侍奉的人，他跟人的相处关系会成长。会越来越好。
And one who is serving will have better interpersonal relationships.
那这些表现呢，都是灵性的长进所应该有的表现。
And these are all manifestations of spiritual growth.
那为什么我们一个基督徒，我们需要来侍奉呢？
And so why do we as Christians need to serve?
第一个，因为这是圣经的教训。
Firstly, because it is the teaching of the Bible.
第二个，因为这是主耶稣他留给我们的榜样。
Secondly, because Jesus set us an example.
所以主耶稣说他来到这个世界上，不是要受人的服侍，乃是要来服侍众人。
And so Jesus said that he did not come into this world to be served, but to serve.
那第三个，因为我们的周遭有很多人，他需要我们来服侍他们，来帮助他们。
And thirdly, because in this world there are many people who need us to serve them.
那我们知道每一件事情的完成，它需要有许多的人来参加、来贡献。
And a lot of times in different works, they require of a lot of people to help out.
那所有这些来参加的人，他们就是在奉献自己，在侍奉。
So everyone who participates is offering themselves, is serving.
一件事情的完成，很基本的。可能需要钱财。
The completion of acts sometimes may need money.
需要智慧
needs wisdom,
需要时间
needs time,
需要力量
needs strength,
甚至有时候还需要有人愿意奉献，甚至奉献他们的生命。
It may even need someone to offer their life.
那今天我们每一个人都是被主耶稣有目的的来拣选。
Everyone here today has been called by a purpose from, by God.
就是照着主耶稣所给我们的恩赐，我们去侍奉。
And we are called to serve with the talents that God has given us.
我们来尽我们的本分，我们的责任。
And we should do our duty.
然后而且呢，我们跟别人能够来互相的合作，一起来做。
And we should also be able to work with other people in our tasks.
请看罗马书十二章。
Let's turn to the book of Romans chapter 12.
罗马书十二章第一节。
Romans chapter 12 verse 1.
第一节，所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service.
这里说，保罗说，我们这样很努力的来侍奉，这是理所当然的。
Here, Paul says that. To offer living our bodies as a sacrifice, which is a reasonable service.
因为我们已经领受了神的恩典。
Because we have already received the mercies of God.
因为主耶稣也是将自己好像祭物一样来献上了。
Because Jesus offered his body like a sacrifice.
请我们再看诗篇一百篇。
Let's look at Psalms chapter 100.
诗篇一百篇第二节。
Psalms 100 verse 2.
第二节，你们当乐意侍奉主，当向他歌唱。
Serve the Lord with gladness, come before His presence with singing.
圣经教导我们，我们要侍奉神。
Bible teaches us to serve the Lord.
那神是灵，是我们看不见摸不着的。
God is spirit, and we cannot see Him or touch Him.
所以主耶稣说，坐在人的身上。就是坐在主耶稣的身上。
So Jesus said that whatever we do to man, we do unto God.
所以从旧约开始就有这样一个很好、很重要的观念，我们要很乐意的去服侍人、去侍奉。
And so from the Old Testament, there was already this concept that we need to be willing to serve.
当我们在服侍人的时候，我们就是在侍奉神。
When we serve others, when we serve men, we are also serving God.
那保罗说这是应该的，这是理所当然的。
And Paul says that this is what we should do. It is our reasonable service.
这是我们必须要做的，而且这是我们的责任。
This is what we need to do. It is our duty.
所以侍奉不是当我有时间的时候我有兴趣的时候我来做。
So service is not something we do when we have time or when we have interest in it.
我们是要把它看待成这是我的责任。
We need to look upon service as our duty, our responsibility.
那我们来看看这个侍奉如何来帮助我们灵性成长。
So how does servitude help us grow spiritually?
因为在侍奉当中，我们必须要去学习。
Because while we serve, we need to learn.
因为在侍奉当中，我们在很多事情上面，我们会变得更成熟。
And when we serve, we will become more mature in many aspects.
我们在信仰当中，我们有很多的目标。
In our faith, we may have many goals.
常常是在侍奉当中，我们来实现了我们的目标。
And it's often through servitude that we achieve these goals.
我们很在意我们灵性的成长。
We look highly upon spiritually growing.
而这个侍奉常常能够显示出我们的灵性到哪里。
And servitude often shows where our spirituality is.
这个侍奉常常能够来帮助我们灵性成长。
Servitude can help us grow spiritually.
当我们谈到侍奉意思就是说我们愿意参加某一件工作。
When we talk about servitude, we talk about willingness to enter a ministry.
我们愿意 join, 我们愿意去参与。
We are willing to join.
当我们家里的小孩子，当他愿意来参与家庭的事、家里的工作的时候，父母亲就会很高兴说：“我的孩子长大。”
When children of a family are willing to join in the household chores, then the parents will think, my children have grown up.
啊，我想很多做父亲的，如果还有在割草的话，你总是希望有一天你的儿子对你说，爸爸，我来割。
I'm sure that fathers here who still mow the lawn hope one day that their sons will help them mow the lawn.
啊，这个很多做妈妈的在厨房里头，啊，这个收拾啊洗碗，女儿说，妈妈，我来帮你。
Mothers who are cleaning up the dishes and washing them, and a daughter says, Mom, I will help you.
哦，做父母亲的不一定在乎说这一个帮助。
Parents may not care about the children helping in a particular matter.
哦，因为很多时候父母亲他还有足够的力量来做这些事情。
Because parents have the enough strength or the ability to do certain things.
哦，但是当孩子会这样说，让我来做，让我来帮你。
But when a child is willing to say, "Let me help you."
哦，这个对父母来讲是很重要、很重听的一句话，因为孩子长大了。
This to parents is very important because it shows that their children have grown, have matured.
哦，因为孩子知道家里的事情也是我的事情。
Because the children know that the things of the household are also my responsibilities.
哦，所以当一个信徒他愿意来参与教会的工作，这个就是信徒成长的一个表现。
So when a believer is willing to participate in church work, it shows their spiritual growth.
哦，因为他已经把这个看成这是我的家，这是啊，我是当中的一份子。
Because they have already seen the church as their family, and they have seen themselves as a part of this family.
啊，我有这个责任，我应该来贡献我一点的力量。
That this is their duty, and that they should put in their effort into this.
而在这个侍奉当中啊，会啊来鼓励我们要有更多的学习。
And this servitude will encourage us to learn more.
好，那我们知道学习常常是长进的一个必要的过程。
And we know that learning is a requirement to grow.
哦，有学习才会进步。
We need to learn in order to grow.
哦，那在侍奉当中会促使我们，哦，会好像一个力量推着我们要做更多的学习。
And servitude will push us to learn more.
比如说你担任宗教教育的教员。
For example, if you're an RE teacher.
你要对啊这个小孩子或者青少年啊你要教他圣经的道理。
You need to teach the children the words of the Bible.
哦，那你一定会比他们更认真读圣经。
Then you will most likely be put more effort into reading the Bible.
哦，那你不但是教导他们圣经的知识，你还要成为他们生活的榜样。
You do not only teach them teachings of the Bible, but you set an example for them through your life.
哦，所以你也更会来反省自己的生活。
And so you will reflect on your life more often.
哦，你会问自己，我的生活，我的行为，能够成为这些学生的榜样吗？
You'll ask yourself, is my life or my actions an example for my students?
哦，所以在你当教员的这个过程里头，你就逼着你自己要去有更多的学习。
And so as an RE teacher, you will push yourself to learn more.
比如说你被安排主持查经聚会。
For example, if you are scheduled to lead a Bible study.
我相信你一定会事前把这一章圣经读了好几遍。
I believe that you will spend a lot of time reading this chapter many times.
你会花更多的时间去把这一章好好的做思考。
You will spend more time reflecting upon the chapter.
啊，因为你要主持查经聚会。
Because you need to lead the Bible study.
啊，主持查经聚会也是一种侍奉。
Leading Bible study is also a type of servitude.
哦，所以这个侍奉迫使你必须要有更多的学习。
And so, leading Bible study, the servitude forces you to learn more.
哦，当我们有更多的学习，我们当然会长进。
And the more we learn, the more we grow.
哦，那人都有惰性。
惰性。
都会啊，有这个 lazy 哈。
Oh, a man is lazy.
哦，如果你们说陈传道你很辛苦，让你一个月不用讲道。
And so if we say Pastor Chen, you have so much work, we'll let you not speak any sermons for a month.
哦，那很有可能啊，我就那个月打开那本圣经啊，就摆在桌上，没有什么去翻。
Then maybe I'll just leave my Bible on the table and never look through it for the entire month.
哦，因为陈传道也是人。
Because Pastor Chen is also a man.
哦，我也有惰性。
I also can be lazy.
哦，那但是呢，我被安排了，我必须要领会。
But I'm scheduled, so I must lead service.
哦，所以我必须要准备。
So I must prepare.
哦，在准备的当中，就是我的学习。
And through my preparation, I also learn.
哦，所以从侍奉当中。会帮助我们去做学习。
And so servitude will help us learn.
那为什么说侍奉会帮助我们灵性成长？
And so why do we say that servitude will help us grow spiritually?
哦，因为无论哪一种的侍奉，对我们都是一种考验跟挑战。
Because no matter what kind of servitude we do, it is all a test for us.
哦，那在这种跟 challenge 在这种挑战跟考验当中，人就长进了。
And through these tests and challenges, we grow.
我们也曾经谈过这个试炼跟长进。
We talked about before tribulation and growth,
trials
and growth.
有试炼才会长进。
With trials, we will grow.
当我们参与侍奉的时候，这就是一种考验。这就是一种挑战。
Servitude itself is a challenge and a test.
哦，所以在参与当中就逼得你一定要去学习。
And so when we serve, we are forced to learn.
在侍奉的当中，你的优缺点很容易就表现出来了。
And through servitude, your weaknesses and your strengths are very easily shown.
哦，当你表现出你的弱点、软弱的你的缺点的时候
，When you show your weaknesses,
哦，是。会表现在人的面前
，and show them in front of everyone.
你就会去察觉说，原来我有这一个这么大的缺点。
Then you will reflect on yourself. Oh, well, I had this weakness before.
那我们就必须要学习着去克服这一个缺点。
And we will learn to overcome our weaknesses.
哦，当我们一起在侍奉的时候，我们也发现了别人的软弱，别人的缺点。
And when we serve together, then we see other people's strengths and weaknesses.
哦，那我们就要学习着如何去帮助对方。
And we learn if we want to help other people.
哦，我们就必须学习的如何来跟对方有和谐的和睦的相处。
We learn how to work with others.
哦，那在这种学习的当中，我们就长进了。
And through this learning, then we grow spiritually.
请看箴言27章。
Let's look at Proverbs chapter 27.
旧约圣经790页，箴言27章17节。
Proverbs chapter 27 verse 17.
17节，铁磨铁，磨出刃来；朋友相感，也是如此。
Verse 17, as iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friend.
这个刀子要磨，它才会利。这个才会切东西才能够很有效力。
A knife or iron needs to be sharpened in order for it to cut through other things.
哦，那人要进步啊，也需要别人啊，也需要别人，我们才能够进步。
And a man in order to improve also needs other people.
哦，当我们在一起侍奉的时候，就好像这里所说的这个。朋友相感，好像朋友的脸互相摩擦。
So as this verse says, it's so a man sharpens the countenance of his friend.
哦，就好像刀子磨过了，就变得很利。
As a knife being sharpened, a man sharpens the countenance of his friend.
哦，所以在侍奉当中，我们一定会有彼此之间的这种相处。
And so during servitude, we will have these kinds of interactions with other people.
哦，那在相处的当中，帮助我们。发现自己的缺点。
And these interactions help us realize our weaknesses.
哦，在这个相处的当中啊，让我们能够去怎样对待别人，而让我们在灵性上有长进。
And through these interactions, we learn how to interact with other people, and we will grow spiritually.
哦，那再来我们谈到，那到底我们有哪些侍奉的责任？
And so what duties or responsibilities in servitude do we have?
哦，第一个当然就是弟兄姐妹之间彼此的造就。
First of all, we need to be able to encourage one another.
啊，这就是为什么啊，神让我们在一个教会里头。
And this is why God allows all of us to be in one church together.
哦，从不一样的家庭、不一样的背景，大家在一起。
From different families and different backgrounds, we're all together.
啊，每个人有不同的恩赐。
Everyone has different gifts.
哦，大家聚在一起，为了就是互相造就而一起长进。
And we gather together to encourage each other and to grow together.
啊，所以我们每一个人，我们对弟兄姐妹都有我们当尽的责任。
And so all of us have our responsibility towards other brothers and sisters.
请参考以弗所书第四章。
Let's turn to the book of Ephesians chapter 4.
新约圣经272页。
Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章11节。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 11.
十一节，他所侍的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师。
And he gave himself, and he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers.
十二节，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
First of all, for the equipping of the saints for the work of ministry, for the edifying of body of Christ.
这里保罗提到说，教会里头啊，有各种不同的人，不同的恩赐。
And here Paul tells us that in the church there are different types of people and different types of gifts.
哦，当然在这里保罗没有办法把所有的这种恩赐啊都列出来。
Of course, here Paul was not able to list all of the gifts.
哦，但是重要的就是十二节所说的，为的是要成全装备每一个人。
But what's most important is in verse 12, it says that all of this is for the equipping of the saints for the work of faith.
当我们被装备起来了。我们的灵性才会长进。
When we are equipped, then our faith will grow.
哦，当我们灵性长进了，我们才有力量。
When our spirituality grows, then we will have strength.
哦，当我们有力量了，我们才能够去征战。
And when we have strength, we will be able to fight the war.
当我们灵性都长进了，这个身体也被建立起来了。
And when our spirituality grows together, then the body of Christ will grow.
那所以我们在教会里头呢，不应该像是。在这个球场上那样子。
And so, and church should not be like a sports game.
哦，这个你这个大概上个礼拜吧，这个什么 Super Bowl 才结束。
Last week the Super Bowl just ended.
哦，那我们都看到那个电视上的画面。
And we all watched it on TV.
哦，那个球员其实就是那几十个而已。
There were only about 10, maybe 10 some players on the field.
那观众呢？满满的。
And the spectators were, there were many of them.
哦，那些球员呢，都很卖力，体力透支。
And all the players were full of strength.
哦，那些观众啊，都是缺少运动。
And all the spectators were, they lacked exercise.
哦，那。在教会里头呢，我们不能够这个几个很少的球员，很多的观众。
In church, we can't be like this with very few players and many spectators.
哦，在教会里头，我们每一个人都是球员。
In church, everyone should be a player.
哦，我们总是要想到说，我应该做些什么。
We should always think, what should I do for the church?
哦，我们常常会说我很忙。
We may say we're very busy.
我们有时候会说某某人比我好。
And sometimes we may say, oh, this person is better than me.
有时候我们会说我还没有装备好。
Some we may say we're not ready yet.
啊，如果我们是这样说，那我们永远就是没有参与服事，我们的长进就很有限。
And if we do this, then we will never be able to serve God, and our spirituality will never grow.
哦，是的，大家都很忙，但是我们要努力的去。播出一些时间。
It is true, everyone is busy, but we need to take out some time.
哦，是的，别人比我好。
And yes, maybe others are better than me.
哦，但是神也一定给我有某一些恩赐。
But God will also give me certain talents.
是的，我还没有完全装备好。
Yes, it's true, I'm not fully equipped yet.
哦，但是主耶稣应许我，我一边服事，我一边学习。
But God has promised me that as I serve, I will learn.
只要我有愿意做的心，神一定会赐给我恩赐。
As long as I have a willing heart, God will give me the gifts.
所以如果教会还有什么缺点的话，或许就是因为少了我们的侍奉。
And so if there are any weaknesses within the church, it might be because it lacks our servitude.
那再不然可能就是因为我们的灵性还不够长进。
Or it could be that we have not grown spiritually enough.
所以想想看，教会还有什么缺点？
And so let us think, what weaknesses are in the church?
很有可能就是少了我们的侍奉。
It could be that it lacks our servitude.
也很有可能是我们在侍奉当中出了什么问题。
And or it could be that in our servitude, there might be some problems.
因为侍奉跟灵修也是不能分开的。
Because servitude and cultivation go hand in hand.
所以我们到底要 有什么侍奉的责任？第一个，我们要造就我们的弟兄姐妹。
So what are our duties in servitude? Number one, we need to encourage our brothers and sisters.
第二个，我们要爱众人。
Secondly, we need to love everyone.
这个所谓爱众人，就已经是超出了所谓的弟兄姐妹。
Loving everyone does not only limit itself to brothers and sisters.
当我们讲到说爱众人的时候，我们马上会想到很多的问题。
When we think of loving others, then we automatically think of many problems.
因为这个社会本来就是充满着问题。
Because this world, the society is filled with problems.
一个很大的问题就是，无论我们有多少时间，我们有多少钱，这个去帮助众人这是一个黑洞。
One problem is that no matter how much money or time we have, when we help other people, it's like a black hole.
这个黑洞就是无论什么丢进去就看不见。
This black hole is whatever we throw in, it disappears.
因为这个社会问题太大了。
Because there's too many problems in society.
所以我们会说我没有办法帮助每一个人。
So we may say we're not able to help everyone.
那所以呢，我就也不用去帮助任何一个人。
So, and because of this, I'm not going to help anyone.
是的，我们没有办法帮助每一个人。
Yes, it's true, we may not be able to help everyone.
但是我们还是总是要尽一些我们的力量。
But we still must put in some effort.
常常求主耶稣帮助我们。
We have to constantly ask God to help us.
让我们知道我能够做什么。
So that we may know what we can do.
常常求主耶稣帮助我们。主耶稣啊，你要我做什么？
We need to constantly ask God to help us and know what God wants us to do.
然后我们很有信心的去做。
So that we may have faith to do it.
是的，教会不是所谓不是这个慈善机构 ，charity organization。
So it's true that church is not a charity organization.
这个教会主要的目的是要救人的灵魂，是要传福音。
Purpose of the church is to save souls and to preach the gospel.
但是这不等于说教会不用行善。
But this doesn't mean that the church does not need to do good works.
教会的目的不是为了，这个这个做慈善事业。
The church's goal is not to do charity.
不能够为了做慈善事业，把教会所有的事情都停顿了。这个影响了。
We can't because of charity, stop all the works in the church.
就是说我们不能够被做慈善的事情，好像被这个大水把我们淹没了。
We can't let doing charitable works overcome us like a flood.
但是我们也不能够连脚趾头都没有被淹到。
But we can't not do any charity work. We can't not get our feet wet at all.
那所以这个爱众人，这也是我们基督徒的责任。
So loving others is also the responsibility of a Christian.
如果没有去做，去爱周遭的人，我们的灵性也是很难以成长的。
And if we do not love other people, then it's difficult for our spirituality to grow.
我们有哪些侍奉的责任？
What other duties do we have in servitude?
第三个，我们要去传福音。
Third, we need to preach the gospel.
请看马太福音二十八章。
Turn to Matthew chapter 28.
马太福音二十八章十九节。
Matthew chapter 28 verse 19。
十九节，主耶稣说：“所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。”
Verse 19, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
二十节，凡我所吩咐你们的，都要教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
20, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of age.
这个传福音是一个最大的侍奉的工程。
Preaching the gospel is one of the greatest acts of servitude we can do.
我们一个人没有办法做所有的事情。
We cannot as one person do everything.
但是如果有更多的人都来尽本分。
But if everyone puts in their totality.
那这样合起来那个力量就很大。
Then together our strength will be very great.
这些每一个人的力量合起来就能够来完成这个最大的工程。
And the strength of every individual person will be with the strength of every individual person we will be able to complete this task.
那开始是我们自己要能够认识了，传福音是我侍奉的责任。
So to begin, we need to realize that preaching is one of our responsibilities.
但是为什么跟人家传福音常常会是这么的困难
？So then, why is it so difficult sometimes to preach the gospel?
我们会常常害怕说，我跟人家传福音了，人家会怎么来看待我？
We may often fear, oh, I'm preaching to someone, and you may fear that, how they will look at you.
当都不要谈到信仰 的事情的时候，大家好像都相处得很自在。
When talking about things other than faith, then it seems that you interact very well.
但是要把这个很个人的事情、信仰的事情提出来讲，就会觉得说，别人可能以后会用一个另外的眼光来看我。
But once we talk about faith, we may feel that other people may look at us differently.
虽然是这样子，但是也很有可能你会救了一个灵魂。
And maybe like this, but it also may be that you will save a person's soul.
有时候我们怕被拒绝。
Sometimes we fear rejection.
因为这是人的天性，我们怕被拒绝。
And this is our nature, we fear rejection.
但是为了传福音被拒绝，这个圣经告诉我们其实是可以欢喜的。
But if we are rejected for preaching the gospel, the Bible tells us this is something we can rejoice in.
人拒绝你，但是主耶稣没有拒绝你。
Man may reject you, but God does not reject you.
有时候我们会说，因为我道理懂得不多。
Sometimes we say we don't understand the Bible very much.
如果我们越是这样想，我们更应该去传福音。
The more we think of like this, then the more we should preach the gospel.
因为就像我一开始所讲的。你有去做了，你才会这个驱使你去做更多的学习。
Because like I said in the beginning, the more you do a work, the more you will learn about it.
如果不去传，你就永远是一个不知道的人。
If you never preach, then you will never learn about the Bible.
有传了，你才知道你哪一方面的道理你要多加强一些。
Once you preach, then you will realize what parts of the gospel you need to understand more.
当你有意愿去多学一些，你就能够得着。
Once you are willing to learn more, then you will be able to help other people.
但是无论如何，总是要有一个开始。
But whether we always need a beginning.
如何开始呢
？How do we begin?
请看《使徒行传》第四章。
Let's look at the book of Acts chapter 10.
使徒行传第四章。
Acts chapter 4.
《使徒行传》第四章二十节。
Acts chapter 4 verse 21.
二十节。
Verse 20.
新约圣经一百六十八页。
Acts chapter 4 verse 20.
我们所看见、所听见的，不能不说。
Verse 24. We cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard.
开始就是将我们所听见、所看见的，把它说出来。
So how do we begin? We begin by speaking of the things which we have seen and heard.
这个看见、听见也代表着。体验经验。
And so what we have seen and heard are our experiences.
将我们信仰的体验把它说出来。
We speak to others about our experiences in faith.
那借着我们信仰的体验说出来，然后我们来邀请人。
And when we speak of our experiences in our faith, then we invite people.
如果我们觉得传福音是我们侍奉的责任，
If we believe that preaching the gospel is our duty,
我们就会像保罗一样，常常把这件事情放在我们的心中。
Then we will be like Paul and often keep this in our heart.
我们会常常为了这件事情来做祷告。
And we will often pray about this.
这个祷告啊，一定蒙神的垂听。
And this sort of prayer will definitely be heard by God.
因为这个祷告跟神最伟大的工作是有关系的。
Because this prayer is related to the great commission of our Lord.
因为神最伟大的工作就是拯救人的灵魂。
Because the greatest commission of God is to save souls.
所以为了拯救，为了传福音的祷告，这个一定蒙神垂听。
And so a prayer of preaching will definitely be heard by God.
所以保罗常常为传福音的事情来祷告。
And so Paul often prayed about the preaching of the gospel.
保罗也常常请求人为他传福音的事情来代祷。
And Paul also asked other people to pray about the preaching of the gospel.
保罗深深地体会到这是他侍奉的责任。
Paul knew that this was his duty in servitude.
所以他常常把传福音放在心中。
And so he often kept this in his heart.
请看罗马书第一章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 1.
使徒行传的后面，罗马书第一章。
The book after Acts, Romans chapter 1.
新约圣经209页，罗马书第一章15节。
Romans chapter 1 verse 15.
15节保罗说，所以情愿尽我的力量将福音也传给你们在罗马的人。
Verse 15, so as much as is in me, I'm ready to preach the gospel to you who are in Rome also.
保罗人还没有去罗马。
Paul had not been to Rome.
他只是在计划，希望他能够到罗马去。
He was planning and hoping that he could one day go to Rome.
那他已经将这个传福音的这个侍奉的责任就已经放在心里。
And he had already kept this duty of preaching over there in his heart.
他说，我真希望也能够尽力的将福音传给你们在罗马的人。
He said, as much as is in me, I'm ready to preach the gospel to you in Rome.
我们对周遭的人，我们有没有这样子的一个这么强烈的这一种心愿。
Do we also have this very strong conviction in our heart?
我真很愿意的将这个福音传给某一个人。
I am willing and ready to preach the gospel to someone.
那我们自然会将这个事情放在祷告里头。
And then we will naturally keep this in our prayers.
所以这是几个大的项目我们侍奉的责任。
And these are some of the duties of servitude.
我们要侍奉我们的弟兄姐妹。
We need to serve our brothers and sisters.
我们要去爱众人。
We need to love everyone.
我们要有传福音的这个侍奉的责任。
We need to preach the gospel.
再来，我们如何来维持这种侍奉的热忱跟动机？
How do we keep this fervor of servitude?
这个侍奉就好像加利利海一样。
Servitude is like the Sea of Galilee.
是让人是有生命的，是有力量的。
It gives life and it gives strength.
但是常常好的事情，如果稍不留意的话，它会变质。
But often good things, if we do not put in the effort to keep it up, then it will go away.
它会
It will become stagnant, or it will be changed. It will change.
所以侍奉其实也是 一种训练跟要求。
And so servitude is a type of training.
我们不总是为了要得奖赏，我们才去侍奉。
We do not serve in order to receive a reward.
是的，侍奉一定会有奖赏。
It's true that if we serve, there will be a reward.
但是不能够只是总是为了这个奖赏。
But we cannot serve for the purpose of receiving this reward.
常常想到，因为这是神对我的呼召。
We need to think that this is the calling of God.
常常想到这是我的责任。
And we need to think that this is our duty.
甚至有的侍奉不总是我们乐意去做的。
And we should be willing to do all types of servitude.
我们总是会这种义务性的我们总是会挑我喜欢的。
Sometimes we may pick the different types of servitude that we like.
对，除了我之外，对弟兄姐妹来讲，你的侍奉都是义务性的。
We may think that only my ministry is.
只有我是有领生活会的，其他我们在座的，你的侍奉都是 volunteer.
Oh, okay. So we may feel that other people's servitude is, or ministry is only as a volunteer.
所以那个义务去做的，你一定会挑我喜欢的，喜欢做的。
And so we may only pick the ministries that we like to do.
那为了公司啊，你才会去做你不喜欢的，为了公司你也会去做。
工资。
为了 salary 哈。
Oh, and so because of a salary, we might do different things that we don't want to do.
那我们的侍奉啊，要弃掉这样的观念。
And we need to take away this attitude when we serve.
不总是我们乐意去做的。
And we should do everything willingly.
那为什么我们要去做
？And so why do we do it?
因为我已经领受了神给我这个恩赐。
Because we have already received the blessings of God.
因为别人他需要我。
Because others need me.
那所以我们常常存着一个感谢人、感谢神的心来做侍奉。
And so we often keep this heart of thanksgiving to God and man when we serve.
可能我们过去曾经有一段挣扎的时候。
Perhaps in the past we had we struggled.
那别人帮助了我。
And others helped us.
神帮助了我。
God helped us.
所以现在对一些在挣扎当中的人，我有责任。
So we feel this duty, responsibility towards those who are struggling now.
侍奉是的，它是一种付出。
Yes, ministry and servitude is a we have to give.
那常常侍奉也没有好像领薪水那样马上看得见的这种回报。
And maybe in servitude we do not have like an immediate reward such as a salary.
今天我工作了八小时了，我就知道我一天的工资我得到了。
When we work for 8 hours a day, we know that we will receive our salary.
所以除非那个工作真的是让你很讨厌很讨厌啊，不然你对工作不会是冷淡的。
And so unless we really really hate our job, then we will not do it we will put in effort in our work.
但是侍奉有时候会冷却了，冷淡了。
But sometimes when we serve, we may do it without all of our strength.
但是我们要维持着那种侍奉的热忱。
But we need to keep our spirit or fervor when we in our ministry.
所以我们要常常问自己几个问题。
So we often have to ask ourselves a couple of questions.
今天如果我还不认识主耶稣，我个人的生活，我的家庭会是怎样的一个情形
？If today I didn't know Christ, then what would my family be like?
今天如果没有主耶稣赦免我，我的情形会是怎样
？If today God did not have mercy on me, then what would I be like？
我是要选择天堂还是地狱
？Do I want to choose heaven or hell？
我们最后看马太福音16章。
Let's lastly turn to Matthew chapter 16.
马太福音16章26节。
Matthew chapter 16 verse 26.
新约圣经23页，马太福音16章26节。
Matthew 16:26。
人若赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？人还能拿什么换生命呢
？For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul, or what will a man give in exchange for his soul？
这条信仰的道路，也是一条得跟失的道路。
This path of faith is a path where we receive and we lose。
无论是得或者失，都是难以计算的。
Whether we gain or we lose, it's not
没有办法计算。
It's not accountable.
因为得是得着生命。
Because we gain the gain life.
没有什么能够跟生命来比。
There's nothing that can compare to life.
如果失也是失去生命。
If we lose, then we also lose our life.
没有什么能够跟生命来比。
And there's nothing that can be compared with life.
如果说侍奉跟我们灵性的长进有关系
servitude has correlation with our spiritual growth,
而长进灵性的长进又跟我们的得救有关系
and the spiritual growth is related to salvation.
那这样看来侍奉跟这个得失是有直接的关系
then servitude and salvation are related.
无论是得或者失都难以计算
whether we gain or lose, it's not countable.
所以缺乏侍奉就会缺乏灵性的长进。
So if we lack servitude, we will lack spiritual growth.
那也就会失去了做一个基督徒他应该有的价值。
And we will lose the value of a Christian life.
我们一起唱诗288首。